A bridge stopped him. Its steel was sagging grotesquely, and the wooden railway ties were on fire. No more survivors were crossing over from the city, but some of their cats had made it across. 6 of them, their hair only slightly singed, were licking a ropey tangle of intestines hanging from a wounded horse that seemed not to notice. Nishioka did not particularly like cats before Hiroshima. About the time Kenshi Hirata reached Ground Zero, the prefect was deciding he hated them. He also decided that there was nothing more he could accomplish in Hiroshima, and that he could better serve the Empire by returning to his own regional headquarters at once with news of what he had seen. Following the tracks away from the sea of smoke, he met a schoolboy who had been drafted into factory work by his teachers. The contours of the land, and especially Hiroshima Castle's moats and deflecting stone ramparts nearby, had somehow compressed the shock wave and focused it like a cannon shot through his building. The boy explained, over and over again, that he appeared to be the sole survivor. He was headed away from a zone Nishioka later learned was most heavily exposed to radioactive fallout, near the Misasa Bridge. The boy reportedly walked directly through the Black Rain Zone, following a set of railroad tracks past Hiroshima's communications hospital and toward one of the suburban railroad stations, toward a place his family had arranged as a gathering point in the event of a severe air raid. As they parted paths, the prefect gave the boy most of the provision of rice and water he had been carrying, and also a card with his name and the address of his headquarters, offering help and asking that his family contact him later. But he never did hear from the boy again, and he would wonder if this was because he and his family were to be counted among the dead, or because they had counted him among the dead. The latter seemed just as likely as the former, because the address on Prefect Nishioka's card was the hypocenter of Nagasaki. Historians would never be able to pin down the identity of the boy with any degree of certainty. And yet Hiroshima's Ito family would bear the distinction of a survivor's account that contained familiar congruences, which resounded hauntingly like the other side of Nishioka's story.